أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين ما شاء الله ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم وبه نستعين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم. السلام عليكم and welcome, dear friends, dear brothers and sisters, dear families, dear one and all, dear man, woman and child, to SOQ's Thursday Family Night programs in the holy city of Qom. It is truly such an honor to be here in the presence of every single one of you tonight as we humbly celebrate Eid al-Mab'ath, the great Eid of the Muslim world. MashaAllah. Imam Sayyid Ali Khamenei very eloquently when speaking about Eid al-Mab'ath, which is on the 27th of the holy month of Rajab, he says that the anniversary of Mab'ath is a blessing not only for the Muslims, but rather Mab'ath is a blessing for all of humanity. Now, of course, the 27th of Rajab is when the first verses of the Holy Quran were revealed and the formal message of Islam was to be put forth by the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him. And so truly this is a great honor and a blessing and a gift for all of humanity because it is the salvation of humanity that began on the 27th of Rajab over 1400 years ago, mashallah. And so again, Imam Sayyid Ali Khamenei says that it is a blessing for all of humanity, and so we very humbly congratulate all of humanity upon this Eid al-Mab'ath. In the beginning, we had a quote from His Eminence Imam Sayyid Ali Khamenei, where he talked about how the event of Mab'ath is not just something to celebrate among the Muslims, and it is not just a gift to the Muslims, rather the event of Mab'ath and the prophethood of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam is actually a gift to all of humanity. For the long life and the health and the protection of Imam Sayyid Ali Khamenei, let's all send him a salawat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. I just have these three quick updates before we continue our program and we invite our guest speaker for tonight. The first one, if you don't know, recently the United Nations has extended their sanctions against the Ansarullah movement in Yemen. The Ansarullah movement in Yemen, of course, a movement that is fighting for the freedom of their people and their nation. And so here at SOQ, we say shame on you to the United Nations for doing such an atrocious act against the Ansarullah movement, of course, as we said, who is fighting for the rights and for the freedom of their own people. Extending sanctions upon this movement is only going to make the humanitarian crisis in the country much worse. The second thing that I'd like to update, of course, is regards to this earthquake that has occurred in Turkey and Syria. So one of the unfortunate things that we see across the media is a lot of attention is being given to Turkey and very little attention is being given to Syria. It is just a continuation of this war that has been waged against the Syrian people, of which the Daesh terrorists and the ISIS terrorists was just one part of that plan. Even now you see this grudge on behalf of the European powers and the Western powers, where they are giving more attention to Turkey and they are giving practically no attention to the victims in Syria. So if we want to do some numbers, There are 27 members in the European Parliament, in the European Union, excuse me. In the European Union, there are 27 members. Out of 27 members, 21 members have offered support to Turkey, well over 50%. And only 9 members of the same European Union has offered support to Syria. And if you go into the numbers, the European Union has offered 3.5 million euros in aid to Syria. 3.5 million. And in less than 1 year, the same European Union has provided $67 billion to Ukraine in their proxy war against Russia. 3.5 million kuja, $67 billion kuja. So the third one, of course, we had recently seen the 22nd of Bahman, which was the victory, the celebration of the victory of the Islamic Revolution here in Iran. Our praise and our du'as go out to the Iranian people and the Iranian nation who came out in the multiple thousands and thousands all across the country in order to support the Islamic Revolution and the victory of the Islamic Revolution, again in rallies all across the country. Of course, the students of Qom, SOQ, very humbly went out with some placards and some slogans as well, and it was very much appreciated by the local population to see international students coming out from all different parts of the world supporting the Islamic Revolution and, of course, supporting the ideals and the movement of the Islamic Revolution. My last quote before I invite our guest speaker for tonight. The first divinely appointed imam, when talking about Mab'ath, he says that indeed, surely, Allah has raised Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. Ali Muhammad. Indeed, Allah has raised him upon righteousness so that the Prophet may move the servants of Allah out of the adoration of other human beings and towards the adoration of the Almighty Allah. One of the fundamental things of the messengership of the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings upon him. Something that is very much relevant in the present day, in an era where the world arrogant powers and the capitalist powers and the imperialist powers and the Zionist powers and the Shaitan powers are trying to drag humanity towards the adoration of other human beings. Islam to this day strengthens and promotes and brings people towards the adoration of the Almighty Allah. Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.